On the line now, I have Emily Miller of Pet Mania. Good afternoon to you, Emily.
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. So tell me about Pet... Before we talk about the competition, tell me about Pet Mania.
So Pet Mania, well, Pet Mania is Ireland's leading chain of pet stores. We have a store in Santry in Dublin, which we've had there for many years. And within our store, we have everything that you might need for your pet. Dog, cat, furry, four-legged, feathered or otherwise. Okay. And we also have a really great grooming studio for all your dog's needs.
What's the most exotic thing you have there?
That's a really good question. I don't know. There's always an interest from customers looking for the likes of bearded dragons or corn snakes, geckos, that type of exotic pet. Not so much in recent years, but there's always a steady flow of people interested in that type of pet. So I suppose the majority of people coming into our stores probably be most surprised to find crickets. But, our crickets will be there for our reptiles.
Okay.
So it will be their food.
Okay. Now, the Puppy of the Year, how long is that going?
So our Puppy of the Year competition, this is our sixth year of the competition. And we're at a stage now where we're asking the public to help us find the Pet Mania Santry Puppy of the Year, and to pop into the store or log on to our website and vote for all of the puppies that have entered the competition. And we have over 100 puppies have entered just in Santry alone, and over almost 1,600 across the country have entered, all looking to become the Puppy of the Year for their local store, but more importantly, to secure a place in the final and potentially claim the title of the Pet Mania Puppy of the Year 2021, which is a really great title and a prize rosette there for one very lucky puppy, which we will announce at the end of October. So we've two rounds of public voting. The first round opened earlier on this week, and will close on the 6th of October. And anyone who would like to pass the weekend looking at ridiculously cute puppies are invited onto our website, and they can vote once a day, every day, for their favourite puppy.
And is there any special breed that is entered in, or is it for all breeds?
It's open to all breeds. The only restriction was that the puppies entered needed to be under the age of one on the date that we opened the competition, which was at the start of September, 30th of August, I think was the date. So it was the only restriction. So we have a lovely mix of breeds, crossbreeds, purebreds, you name it, they're in there. Like I said, nationwide, we've almost 1,600 entries, so we've got them all in there. But it was some really fabulous puppies, their stories, information about, you know, how they've changed their lives and their families. Every single one of them has a story to tell, and it's fantastic. It's lovely to see.
Am I right in saying a lurcher won it last year?
Last year we had a green grass lurcher, Cloud from Galway was the overall Puppy of the Year last year. And she just a beautiful puppy, but captured the nation's heart and the judges' hearts last year with her story of how she came to live with her family during lockdown. And it's just struck a chord with so many people. Her big sister had been separated from her brother. They had been living very close together and had seen each other every day, but when lockdown occurred last year, they got separated, and they weren't seeing each other, and Maya became very lonely, and her human said, you know what, we need to get some companionship here for Maya, because she really is missing her brother. And Cloud came to live with her family, and she was a full sibling to Maya. So it was just a really lovely story of family separation and, you know, coming back together again over the course of last year. So that was Maya's story. In previous years, we've had a Chow from Tralee took the title 2 years ago, and Pumbaa was his name, and Pumbaa was a blind Chow who just again blew us away with his ability to charm, and you know, his special talents at a very young age, was learning how to climb the stairs when he couldn't see, and just really fantastic. You know, it's really lovely to see those stories come out, and over the next couple of weeks, I suppose we'll be asking people to log on or drop in store, and you know, vote for their favourite and vote for the puppy that they think deserves to reach the final, and our judges then will pick our winner towards the end of the year, or towards the end of October. And the overall winner, I suppose, in terms of prizes, you know, the €1,500 worth of prizes up for grabs. They'll be pampered for a year in their local grooming studio. So if our winner is from Santry, they'll be into our groomers once a month for the next 12 months, really helping to get them used to the process of grooming and keeping their coat and skin looking and feeling fantastic. They'll also get a year's free food from Beta. They'll get a little holiday from Ireland's Blue Books in a dog friendly hotel, and most importantly, they'll get a photo shoot, and they'll be featured in some of our digital advertising over the next 12 months. It's so
great.
It's really great fun.
It's like Miss Ireland or Rosa Tralee for dogs, isn't it, really?
It is, absolutely. Yeah. So, and look, it's a really great fun competition, and everyone who has entered just has, you know, they've really just taken the time, and we can see voting coming in, and you know, it's staggering in terms of the engagement that people have with it, and just how much joy. I was chatting to my sister-in-law the other day about it, and she was like, oh, I have to go. And then she was like, can you imagine all those puppies in one place? Like, I'd love them. Yeah. I'd love to have them all. She said, I can't pick. So we really do need the public to help us whittle down. Okay. and get to where we're going. So
can I ask
really,
you,
it's really fun.
With the popularity of pets over the past couple of years, especially dogs and that, are there more pet-friendly hotels now opened up?
I think so, yeah. I mean, certainly we've worked with Ireland's Blue Book for the last number of years with this competition, and they have a series of hotels within their group that are dog-friendly, but I would certainly see an increased number of dog-friendly accommodation popping up across the country, which is really lovely. Mm-hmm. And it's great to see that people can take their dogs on holidays. And some places are taking cats as well. So I think it really does. It depends on the individual hotel or self-catering accommodation. Everybody has their own rules, and some places say you can bring small dogs, and some people say you can bring big dogs, and some people say, you know, you can bring any dog you like, or as many as you like. So I think it's really nice that there's much more choice out there for people as well. And you know, nobody likes leaving the dog into a kennel while they go on holidays. They really do prefer to bring them with them.
Sometimes it stifles, yeah, rather than put them in the kennels around like that, they just don't go on holidays. But have you noticed as well that, I mean, obviously over the 6 years of the competition, that there's a big increase, and it's countrywide now. I'm sure, did it start off as sort of so countrywide?
If I think back to 6, 7, 8 years ago, when people would have been looking and asking us, because they often will come and ask us, you know, where would you recommend? The choices were really limited, and it was very much kind of seen as an exclusive thing to be able to maybe bring your dog to a hotel with you. And there were a number of locations that would have had it, but it was very much kind of high-end, very exclusive. But I can certainly see that has changed dramatically over the last decade, if you like, and there's an awful lot more choice now.
Would you say over the pandemic as well, confirmed the stats that more people took out dogs and cats and all sorts of pets over the year?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, look, there's a huge rise in pet ownership over the last year, but I think at the end of the day, most of those dogs and cats were there anyway. A lot of them were sitting in rescue centres looking for their forever home and mm-hmm. and that. So there's definitely has been an increased level of pet ownership over the last 18 months, but that's been steadily growing over the last decade. You know, it's not an overly new phenomenon. And it's just, you know, it's really nice to see. You know, it's huge benefits and rewards for having a pet in your life. And you know, there's lots of research out there to show that having a dog or a cat can really help with a number of different issues, whether it's just from a pure companionship perspective or from an anti-stress perspective. And you know, so it's really nice.
Keep you fit as well. They keep you fit as well.
And keep you fit.
Yeah. Okay, before I let you go, Emily, it's great having you on. Just give us the breakdown of what you want from our listeners now or anyone around.
Oh, we'd love for them to do so, to log on to petmania.ie or pop into the shop in Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry and choose your local, choose your favourite puppy, give them a vote, and you know, have a look at all the puppies that are there, and come back again the next day and the next day and the next day, and keep voting for your favourite, because like I said, you can vote every day until round one will close on the 6th of October, and from there then we'll have six puppies that will go through to round two and back again until we get down to one to go into the final. So log on to our website or drop into the store and vote for your favourite puppy, and that's probably all we can ask for at this stage. And I think if anybody has any questions about looking after their puppy or their dog or their cat, we've got some fantastic information available on our website, petmania.ie, with our Pet Care Advice Centre, and there's tons of information there, from everything from nutrition to exercise to parasite controls, and you name it, the question, if you've got a question, the answer's probably there.
It's so, all up there. And also, yeah. I suppose if people are looking it up and they're saying, well, I was thinking of getting a dog, maybe if we get a nice cute little dog and I might be able to enter it in the future, all the information on that as well for entering it next year.
Absolutely, but I would say don't get a dog just so you can enter a competition.
No. I'm saying if they were thinking of it already.
Absolutely. And, you know, if anybody is thinking about getting a dog, there's on our website tons of information about where to go, types of breeds, things to consider, you know, loads of information there. And then we also have our puppy club, which is for anyone who has got a puppy and is looking for some help and guidance. We have it there for, right from the day you bring your puppy home, even before you bring your puppy home, right through to puppy's first birthday, and step by step through the milestones of puppy's first year as well.
Okay, thanks very much for talking to us, Emily. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. And that's Emily Miller of Pet Mania there in the Santry. Thank you.
Thank you, Noel.
Talk to you. Bye. And good luck with that competition. Sounds great. I must have a look over it myself. Emily Miller there of Pet Mania in Santry.